This is Rabbi Haber. We're up to chapter 17, Perek Yud Zayin in Tehillim in Psalms. And this one, it says that Tefillah of David, a prayer of David. When was this prayer? So it says that he said, Shema Hashem Tzedek, Hashem listen to my righteousness, Hakshiva Rinasi, hear my song, Hazina Tefilasi, listen, give ear to my prayer. Below Sif Se Mirma, I'm going to be very straight. I'm just going to tell the truth. Mufanecha Mishpat Yetze, from before you, my Mishpat, my judgment will come out. What day is Mishpat? What day is judgment? Generally, that's Rosh Hashanah. And indeed, if you look in the Jerusalem Talmud and the Gemara Yerushalmi, many of the laws of, or some of the laws of prayer on Rosh Hashanah are learned from this psalm. So this is a psalm that David HaMelech, I think it's safe to say, said on Rosh Hashanah about his judgment. Which judgment? So that's not really for us to say, because it says, Kala Omer David Chata Eno Ela Toeh, that if you say that David HaMelech sinned, then you're making a mistake. But what we can do is quote some of the Chazal, some of the sources and some of the verses that we have from David HaMelech that talk about which judgment he was worried about. So we know that it says that David HaMelech, King David, went to Hashem and said to God, how come you don't describe me like you describe Avraham, like you describe Abraham? And Hashem said, well, I tested Avraham 10 times. I didn't test you. So David HaMelech said, Bechaneni Hashem, v'naseni. He said, okay, Hashem, please test me. And Hashem did. And it says, Vahi l'tshuvas hashana, it was about Shavuos time that David HaMelech, King David, sent the troops, Yoav, was the general and the troops, and he sent them out to war against Ammon. That's about where Amman, Jordan, is today. And while they were away, it's not clear, the Zohar says, it could be it was 1 week before Rosh Hashanah, it could be it was 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, David HaMelech, King David, went up on the roof, and when he's on the roof, he sees Bathsheba. And he ended up marrying Bathsheba, which was a problem because Bathsheba was already married to Uriah Hachiti, who was out at war in Ammon. And so technically they weren't married because Uriah had left a get. He had divorced his wife before he left in case he would be missing in action, but he was still criticized for this. David HaMelech, King David, was criticized for this. And here David HaMelech is on Rosh Hashanah a week later, or 2 weeks later, and he's saying, Hashem, Mishlofanecha Mishpat Yetze, my judgment will come from you. Now, it could be it wasn't exactly that Rosh Hashanah. It could be it was the next Rosh Hashanah. Because in the meantime, Bathsheba was expecting a baby, and David HaMelech called Uriah Hachiti to come back from the battle, and he ordered him to spend time with his wife, which he didn't. Uriah just went right back to battle. And then David HaMelech commanded the general to put Uriah on the front lines, and make sure that he's killed, which he deserved because he had gone against the king. So even though this whole story is a hard story to understand, but Uriah had gone against the king, and he hadn't listened to the king, so now he was put on the front lines. And then Nathan HaNavi, Nathan the prophet, came to David HaMelech and chastised him for this, and he tells him, you killed Uriah. And the way he described it was, Oso haragta b'cherev bnei Ammon. You killed Uriah with the sword of Ammon. So Rashi says that David HaMelech is sitting on Rosh Hashanah, so it could have been the next Rosh Hashanah already, and his soldiers are still out in Ammon, and he's worried that maybe because I sinned, now my soldiers are going to be defeated in war, which would, in a certain level, make sense, because if he's using the sword of Ammon to kill his own soldiers, so then why shouldn't God do the same, chas v'shalom, God forbid? And so he davens, and the way he davens is he says, Hashem, please look at all the good things that I've done. He says, when you're looking at me, enacha techazena meisharim, look at the nice things, look at the good things that I've been doing. And he says, I'm scared. He says, Ashireinu atas favunu. He says, we're surrounded by enemies right now out in Ammon. Eneim yashisu lintos ba'oretz. He says, they want to drive us into the ground. They're like lions that want to pounce on us. But he says, Hashem, please, please help us. And at the end, he says a beautiful thing. He says, Ani betzedek echzefonecho. I want to see your face with tzedek, with righteousness. But tzedek could also mean tzedakah. And the Gemara in Bava Basra says that when you want to go and meet with someone important, you never know if you'll get in, and you never know if they'll listen to you. But with Hashem, the entrance ticket is tzedakah, and that's why there's a custom to give tzedakah, to give charity before we daven. If we give charity before we daven, so then Hashem will look at us, and Hashem will listen to our prayer, and He'll hear us out. And that's what David HaMelech was saying. He said, "Ani b'tzedek echazef anach," he said, "Hashem, I'm doing tzedek, I'm giving tzedakah, I'm doing good things. Please hear me out. Please look at all the good things that I've done. Please look at all the nice things that I've done." And he says, "Mufanecha mishpati yetzeh," and that's how my judgment is going to come out. And something very nice that we see, just as a postscript, is that after Yosh Hashanah, it says that Yoav came back. He was the general. And he says to David HaMelech, he says to King David, he says, "You know, we're winning the war. Your prayers were answered. We're winning the war against Ammon. And as a matter of fact, why don't you come as the king? Why don't you come? Why don't you lead us into the final battle so that when we win that war against Yoav, against Ammon, you'll get the credit for that war." So not only was David HaMelech not defeated by the sword of Ammon, which he thought maybe he deserved, but he himself was able to go and he was able to defeat Ammon himself. He went to make the trip to Ammon. He led the troops into battle and he defeated Ammon and got rid of that thorn in the side of the Jewish people. So we see here a beautiful idea of David HaMelech on Rosh Hashanah saying, "Mufanecha mishpati yetzeh, I know Hashem, you're judging me today, and Hashem, I'm begging you, just look at all the good things I've done, look at all the nice things I've done, look at all the proper things I've done," and it worked. His prayer was answered, and we won against Ammon. And not only did we win, but David HaMelech himself was able to lift the sword against Ammon, and that's how we won. Be well.